of Australians are set to discover whether their pensions will be cut only weeks before Christmas as of January 1st. Pensions will be cut, apparently, by $3 per fortnight for every $1,000 of assets over the new threshold limit. So what is the threshold limit? That is the key. Meanwhile, a small number of pensioners will receive a slight increase. Here to talk about the changes is Aspire Financial Consulting's director, Jeff Lemon. Jeff, good morning.
Morning, Belinda. How are you?
Good. So what do you know right now in terms of these changes?
I mean, obviously what's happening is that the government is trying to constrain just the cost of blowing out in terms of what they're actually spending on age pensions. And so they're actually going to be tightening up the asset tests and making them cut out a lot faster for people that do have the assets to try and support themselves a bit. So that's, you know, through a combination of basically increasing the speed at which those age pensions cut out, which is what we call the taper rate. And so at the moment, some people who actually own a house can have another $1 million on top of that before they actually have the age pension taken off them. And so the government's tightening that up and bringing it down to about $800,000, which is the cut-off point. And so those people might actually lose the payment altogether. Now, yeah.
So the unknown is what that threshold limit will be.
Well, we do know what the thresholds are. So the cut-off points for a couple who own a house are going to be $816,000 of assets on top of that house. And for a single person that owns a house, they're going to lose the pension entirely if their assets are more than $542,500. So we do know those cutouts, and we do know, I suppose, you know, what the rules are going to look like. But what most people don't know is just where they stand on those scales, because for many of us, we don't really know exactly what our assets are worth, or where we stand on that scale.
So what do we need to know, or what are pensioners uncertain of?
So I suppose what a lot of people are uncertain of is just, you know, are they actually going to see their payment, you know, cut out entirely? Are they going to see it reduce? Or in some cases, are they actually going to see an increase? Because most people don't really know where on that scale they stand, because it's a bit of a minefield, quite frankly, some of the ins and outs of the rules of what you need to understand. But just as a guide, I mean, if you've got a, you know, if you're in a situation where you're, you know, a homeowner, member of a couple, and you're currently getting about $540 a fortnight each, you probably won't see much impact on your pension. If you're getting more than that $540 per fortnight each at the moment, you probably find your pension will go up slightly, up until it gets to the maximum. And if you're getting less than that, you probably will see a reduction in your payment.
So will it affect a large proportion of people?
Well,
the reduction.
I think just from some of the background reading I did, there's probably about 300,000 people in total. They're going to see a reduction of some form in their pension.
So that's 300,000 across the country?
That's right, yes.
So how many people in total are on the pension, do you know? Like what sort of, how does that, and 300,000 doesn't sound like a lot, but it depends on how many people are on the pension.
Yeah. I don't know the exact number of people that are on it, but I would suspect it's probably close to about a million. A lot of people would be on the full pension, and therefore they're not going to actually see any change at all.
Right. So this is not for not for people who are on the full pension.
That's right. If you're on the full pension now, you're not going to see any change at the moment. It's also worth noting that some people may not be getting the full pension, but if their payment is actually being determined by what we call the income test, they might be still working part-time, or they might have other sources of income. If it's the income test, which is what's being used to calculate their payment, well, that's not changing. So those people may not see any change in their payment at all. But it's the ones that are actually having their payment reduced under the asset test, which are being affected in January.
There would be plenty of people that try to change their finances, sell property, etc., in order to meet those asset test guidelines. Would you agree with that?
Well, certainly there'd be a lot of people that may want to relook at just how their assets are structured, particularly with these changes looming, because essentially what's happening is that if you do have assets, the rate that the pension is being reduced is actually going to double. And so if you were thinking about spending some money on a holiday or doing some renovations to the house, or even gifting money to children, for example, up to certain limits, then it might be worthwhile bringing that forward, because let's say, for example, you're intending to do $50,000 worth of renovations and you are in this category where your pension payment is being limited under the asset test. Spending the $50,000 means you're going to miss out on the earnings of that money, and you might have been earning, say 4% on that. So that might have been $2,000 a year of earnings that you're going to lose. But by having your assets, you know, spending that $50,000 on your home, the house doesn't count as an asset for Centrelink. They just say, are you a homeowner or a non-homeowner? And so having $50,000 less assets in Centrelink's eyes would actually increase your payment by around about $4,000 a year. So while you don't have access to that $50,000 anymore, if you are planning on those renovations anyway, then the $2,000 that you lose in earnings is more than outweighed by the extra $4,000 that you get on the age pension. So things like that are definitely well worth, you know, giving some thought to, particularly if you were intending to do it at some stage anyway.
So don't stress just yet.
No, and the other thing, I guess, is that while the actual asset cutout points are reducing, so instead of it being $1.1 million and it's dropping back to, say, $800,000 for a couple homeowner, what they're doing is they're actually using the money they save from that to be able to pay a higher amount to those people at the lower end that need it most. And so what it's essentially doing is that it means that the Centrelink age pension becomes a better safety net. So as we are starting to use up some of our own capital in retirement and our assets start to deplete, the age pension is, you know, if it's cutting out faster, the flip side of that is it actually cuts in faster as well as you do start to use up some of your own capital.
Do you think that these changes, I mean, of course, when it comes to tampering with the pension, generally speaking, it doesn't go down well with the public, particularly those that are impacted, and there are a lot of people impacted by changes to the pension. Do you think if this gets, that it is inevitable, though, from both sides of government because of the rising costs of the system?
Well, I do think they needed, and obviously a situation where someone could have a house plus another $1 million of assets on top of that means that they are paying, you know, they were paying age pensions for something like 90% of retirees. And so that was obviously unsustainable in the long run, particularly with our ageing population. Just more and more people getting an age pension and fewer people actually, you know, in the workforce still paying tax with it to fund that. So they did need to actually do something to try and make sure it was sustainable in the long run. And so from that viewpoint, it does make sense that they would try and get people to use up some of their own capital towards the cost of funding their retirement first, and just make sure it is sort of, you know, better targeted and allocated to those people who are most in need. And as time goes by, I guess, for people that are in the, you know, in retirement today, they generally didn't have superannuation for much of their working life.
No.
But for people that are going to be entering retirement in, you know, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, they will have had superannuation for a much greater proportion of their working life. And, you know, the compounding effect of that means that they hopefully will be a lot less reliant on the age pension. But we've got, obviously, a couple of decades between now and then for that to fully take effect.
But there will be some overlap in between, you have to assume, anyway.
That's right. So we're obviously in that overlap stage now where some people retiring do have superannuation and are in a position to fund part of their retirement themselves. But hopefully as time goes by, the whole concept of that superannuation is that fewer and fewer people will need to be relying on the government for their financial support when they get to retirement.
Is there an element in Australia, just generally speaking, Jeff, of entitlement? Because there has been commentary on this saying that this feeling of entitlement, I've paid taxes all my life, therefore I deserve the pension, that thought must end. Do you think there is an element of entitlement?
I think there certainly is an element of people that do feel that they sort of become entitled to it because obviously, and quite frankly, they have, you know, paid taxes on the way and sown into this country to actually get it to the stage where it is today. But at the end of the day, we do need to sort of, you know, accept the reality that we are going to have to try and take responsibility for our own retirement as much as possible. And while not everyone's going to be able to do that, I mean, there's people that, you know, through misfortune or misadventure might end up, you know, might be a single mother who's never had the chance to work and save, or it could be people with a disability. I mean, you're always going to need that safety net there to make sure those people don't get left behind. But for those people that have been able to, you know, be in the workforce long term, I think it's going to be, you know, increasingly looking to them to be funding their own retirement as much as possible as time goes by.
Well, thank you very much for talking to me this morning, Jeff.
Yep, pleasure, Belinda.
That's Jeff Lemon talking about changes coming to the pensions on January 1st. Now, it doesn't mean if you are on the full pension, you will not be affected. It's those that are on the part pension. It doesn't necessarily mean it will drop. It depends on your own personal circumstance. Wait and see what happens, with more detail coming out in the lead up to the start of next year. If you have a thought on the subject, I've probably got a minute or two, you can call in on 1300 747 222.